Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 27th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Amazon Web Services, or AWS, reInvent is happening in Las Vegas all this week. The company announced the Amazon Workspace's Thin Client, a rectangular compact computer designed to access cloud-based virtual desktops remotely. Browser-based Amazon Workspace's web is also supported. The Thin Client is based on Amazon's Fire TV Cube, has 2 gigs of memory, a 16-gigabyte hard drive, plus USB and HDMI ports, with a custom OS designed to not store files from a worker's virtual desktop locally. It'll be sold through Amazon Business for $195. AWS and Salesforce announced an expanded partnership to put Salesforce apps on AWS's marketplace and better connect Salesforce Data Cloud to AWS services. Salesforce will also support Amazon Bedrock, which will be available through Salesforce's Einstein Trust Layer. Salesforce Prompt Builder will let customers send templates to their preferred foundational models available on Bedrock. The Wall Street Journal sources say that according to internal Amazon data, the company delivered more packages to U.S. homes in 2022 than UPS. You might recall that back in 2020, Amazon passed FedEx in this metric. Before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday last week, Amazon had delivered more than 4.8 billion packages in the U.S., with internal projections predicting around 5.9 billion by the end of the year, which is up from last year's 5.2 billion packages. Speaking of packages, online sales reached a record $9.8 billion in the U.S. on Black Friday alone. That's according to Adobe Analytics, which is up 75% over last year. Salesforce uses different metrics from Adobe, but also reported Black Friday online sales were way above expectations, $16.4 billion in the U.S. and $70.9 billion globally, with a record 79% of all that shopping traffic, that includes both browsing and actual purchases, done on mobile devices. Reuters sources say that TikTok parent company ByteDance is shuttering much of its Nuverse gaming division. The company has since confirmed it indeed has decided to restructure its gaming business after a review. Gaming brand Ohayou, that Douyin, which is TikTok's comparable brand in China, won't be affected, and reportedly casual games that run on TikTok will also remain. Nikkei Asia reports that this may affect up to 1,000 employees. CNBC reports that ByteDance is also looking to sell the mobile gaming studio Moonton Technology just 2 years after purchasing it for $4 billion. On Sunday, 18 countries, including the UK, the US, Germany, Italy, the Czech Republic, Estonia, Poland, Australia, Chile, Israel, Nigeria, and Singapore, announced an international agreement on how to keep artificial intelligence safe from rogue actors, noting that companies need to create AI systems that are secure by design. The 20-page document details a non-binding agreement that recommends things like monitoring AI systems for abuse, protecting data from tampering, and vetting software suppliers. What it doesn't tackle is what determines appropriate uses of AI specifically, or how the data that feeds those models is being gathered. Finally, if you have a Gmail account you've been sleeping on for a while, wake up. Google announced it will start deleting accounts that haven't been used in at least 2 years, starting on December 1st. Google accounts obviously give access not only to Gmail, but Drive, Docs, Meet, Calendar, Photos, and YouTube, which could hold media that some folks haven't thought about in a while, although retired YouTube videos won't be at risk of deletion. Google says users will get multiple notifications to both of their account email address and a recovery email if it's set up. Google also says it will approach this in phases, starting with accounts that were created and never actually used again. Exceptions include any account that was set up through work, school, or another recognized organization. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.